This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Pleasure is an elusive thing. All too often those who live for it never find it. Those who go out to have a good time frequently return disappointed. If pleasure is the object, it is rarely achieved. In this passage, we learn of the paths to happiness, pleasantness, and peace. Wisdom's ways are not only maligned by the world, but are often hidden from it. Let me tell you about a group of high school kids. They decided to do something for the shut-ins in the church. So they put together some baskets of fresh fruit, split up in teams of 3 and 4, and launched out. They spent the whole evening chatting with elderly people. They found errands that needed to be run, dishes that needed doing, carpets to vacuum, pets to feed, and beds to make. But most of all, they found lonely hearts to cheer. They looked at the old dog-eared scrapbooks and picture albums of a time that was past. They talked and laughed and learned a lot. And when they regrouped down at the church for a late evening snack, they were higher than kites. They had known the evening would be worthwhile, but they had never suspected it would be so much fun. They had not only done something that was good and decent, but they had done something that was really enjoyable. They had gained insight into the wisdom of God. One of the ministers of our church visited a Christian campground with a group from the Sunday school class that he was teaching. As they spent the day on the grounds, the minister was struck by the lifestyle of those who worked at the camp. Their only objective seemed to be to discover ways of serving those who came. And they were happy, truly happy. What they did not emerge from a set of rules and regulations saying, "You were here to serve, so serve." What they did grew out of some deep convictions that had been acquired over the years. For the next few Sundays, the minister reminded us that the way to a pleasant life, true happiness and joy, was to somehow get out of ourselves and into the lives of others, to get our minds and attention on others and off ourselves. He was sharing with us the wisdom of God. Length of days, true riches and honor, pleasantness and peace, happiness and the fruits of the abundant life are in the hands of wisdom. Naturally, the world has never discovered this and is on a mad scramble in search of all these things, heading down the wrong path in the wrong direction. Self is the center of their search. They work themselves into a frenzy and spend their time and money looking in the wrong places. But the wisdom of God is there for anyone who will hearken and receive. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.